During the Second World War, Picasso largely managed to avoid undue attention from the Nazis. On the occasions that German officials paid unwelcome visits to his studio, he received them coldly and with mistrust, and often with sarcasm. He would hand them prints of Guernica, saying, "Take them! Souvenir! Souvenir!" When the ambassador Otto Abetz asked him if he had produced the painting, Picasso replied, "No, you did." From 1935 until his death in 1952, Paul Éluard was perhaps Picasso's closest friend. He was deeply passionate about the uprising and civil war in Spain, and wrote a poem titled La Victoire de Guernica, or Victory at Guernica, inspired by Picasso's painting denouncing the bombardment. From then on, the artist collaborated with Éluard, along with other writers from his immediate circle, such as Hélène Parmelin, on a number of books that publicized the stories of heroes of the French Resistance and the exploits of the Communist Party after the war. These figures included Madeleine Riffaut, Henri Martin, and Max Barrel. Picasso's contributions usually took the form of portraits based on photographs and were occasionally distributed in the form of prints in order to raise the profile of the work in question. He also produced a portrait for the story of Jamila Boupacha, which Simone de Beauvoir published in the French press. The story was also published in book form and translated into many different languages. Prior to the Spanish Civil War, Picasso rarely expressed his political opinions in public. However, his close friendship with Éluard and his relationship with Dora Maar drove him to take a much closer interest in the social and political realities of the time, in contrast to earlier periods in which his concerns were predominantly artistic and personal in nature. Picasso frequently visited the headquarters of the National Committee of Writers, which the French Communist Party had created in order to wage a war of words against the Nazi invaders. Sartre, Duhamel, and Éluard had joined the committee very early on, as had a number of Picasso's other friends, such as Luis Aragon, Lucien Schéller, Jean Cassou, Tristan Tzara, and Claude Roy. Many of these figures are featured in this exhibition,